Yeah, like Rashi says, Leslay. Whereas Leslay of the Imid Hamokim Shame by Arbaki when Les Beishir Mokim Anocha the day Lav Anochi Rehu Kavir Bialma. Sort of like an Avir. That's the Hezbro of Mokim Ptur. It's like Avir. Hokama Mutabuloy Shem taking the Shmuel Hoyt Saz is boy. And for the Gemara, no. Hosam Rishu is the Raisa. Where it's a question in between the Rishus Rabbin versus Yochid, where it's an Issa the Raisa, the other Rabbonim were more makel. To say true, Amokim Ptur is Mutur. Hocha Rishu is the Rabbonim. Mashenkin here to carry from one chotzer to another chotzer is only awesome of the Rabbonin. We derise to the both of Rishus HaYochid. The whole Indian of a Rubin Chatzeris to carry from one chotzer to another chotzer is only awesome of the Rabbonin. And in the Rabbonin the Kisurum is a swarrow, for the Chachomim also chizel l'dereyem yoysim mishal Torah. The Chachomim made a bigger chizik for their dinim more than the Torah said. See, even though for din derise between Rishus Rabbin and Rishus HaYochid, there is a Ptur of a Makam Ptur, which blives derech avir, does not ask a zel zem, but where we're talking about the rabbonim deki rishuyis of a chotzer, where has a bor in between the two of them, that it's only an issa. The rabbonim, here the rabbonim made a chizik of the reyim, that even derech avir does answer according to Shmuel. That's why Shmuel says you have to have a tikkun here of a ziz sticking out.
Yeah. Zodim Ravaita. Omale Ravino Larova. So Ravina is Rava Niyo Marav Hochi. Is it true the Rav said like this? Then any time the Grashi Zeh Mishtamash B'Somach Loyer Dei Zrika V'yein Chaveru Oysolov Derech Havir, that somebody else does not answer him by Derech Havir. For Itma we learned Shnei Batim Mishnei Tzidi Rishus Rabin. So somebody owns two houses, one person, on opposite sides of Rishus Rabin. Moshlam Beverly. One person owns a house on one side of Beverly, and he owns another house straight across on the other side of Beverly. Is Rabba Bar Rafunu Amar Rav, that Rabba Bar Rafunu said over the name of Rav, the din is, Osa Lizroik Mizelezeh, you're not allowed to throw from one house to another house. Is the Shaila, why is it Osa? Rashi says, Shnei Batim Shel Odom Echod Osa Lizroik. Even when you throw it across Beverly, across Rishus Rabin, it's going Lamala Miyasara. Ukoma the Oyser Olov, Aviron Chovne Rishus Rabin. Still, we say the Avir of the Rishus Rabin asks on you to throw it. Avopi Shein Lehem Karn Tashmish, even though there's no use there. So it's a Mod Nakasha. But since you're using the Avir of the Rishus Rabin, even though there's no real tashmish there, still you see it's osur. So you see it's osur to use something through a rishus. And for the Gemara, O Shmuel Amar Mutar Lizrik Mizelezeh, but Shmuel holds no, it's mutter to throw from one to the other. Since Lamaisa, both houses belong to you, so you're throwing from one rishus yacha to another rishus yacha, it's mutter to throw it. What do I care if it goes in between over a rishus rab, which is Lamala Mayud, which is like Avir, there's no issa. But Kopanim Chodakash is according to Rav. What is Rav Asa? But Malay answered back, Lav Miyakimna, didn't we Zet sign? This is a new halacha why it's also here. We're talking about the Madli Chad, the Metitoi Chad. One house is higher and one house is lower. That's why you're not allowed to throw across to a Shus Rabin from one house to another house. Because we're afraid, since they're not equal levels, you'll miss the other house. Zimnen de Menagdin Vinofum. Maybe when you throw across, you'll miss the other house, and will fall down onto the ground on Rishus Rabim. Now that alone would not be an Isser, because you weren't mechavin to throw to Rishus Rabim. You are mechavin to throw from your Rishus Rabim straight across the other Rishus, from your Rishus Yochid, straight across the other Rishus Yochid. So since your Kavana was Leheter, there wouldn't be any Isser derice, even if it fell now to Rishus Rabim. So this alone should not be a mokum to make a gzera. So the gzera is, the Osil Asuye. We're afraid when you throw across to the other house, you'll miss it, and it'll land in the Rishus Rabin, and now you go outside to pick it up and bring it into the house. So you'll be carrying now from Rishus Rabin to Rishus Yochid. That's why we make the Gzeirah. That's why it's also. So nothing to do with the Shiloh, whether the Avir Asas or not. Taka Rav holds Derech Avir does not Asar. The reason why here it's also is, because as a Gzeirah, maybe you fall into Rishus Rabin, and you come to pick it up to bring it into your house. That's why it's also.
Yeah, so Melo is no kasha Rav on Rav. Even though Lachur the Havimin is a bit so shver, that what's the kasha from over here to Rav? So Vayis Dvar also explains a little bit like Rashi. That the word is what's the Havimin to Asar is
you're throwing from one Rishus HaYochid straight across to the other Rishus HaYochid, and they both belong to you, so that's why they should be mutter. Now the only tzatar is asterisk, since you're going through the Avra of the Rishus HaRabin. Now Lamaisi, you're throwing something Lamala Meyud, more than 10 Tfachim high, off the ground. So Lamala Meyud is not a Rishus HaRabin. But I call upon him, since the people in the Rishus HaRabin sometimes use that Avir, like stick the hand up, they do things in it, so that's called like the Rishus HaRabin has a right to use that Avir. So that's why it's also for you to throw from one Rishus to another Rishus. So the Kodakash is like a Kal B'Chaimah. Madnech Rav says here it's Osir, and the Avir that the Rishus HaRabin uses, Mamish, a very slight Rishus, because Lamaisit Lamala Miyud, still Rav holds that Avir is called something. So Avad, in the case where your Mamish using Avir, you're throwing something from your Rishus to another Rishus, Derech Avir, that Avad should blame Osir. That's the Gemara's territory. No, here it has nothing to do with Derech Avir. Now the reason why Rav asks here is because it's Gzera, maybe you come to fall with Rishus Rabim and you come to pick it up. So that's the Mishnah Baita. Hanoise Neseruvoi Bebeish Shar. If somebody puts his Erev in a Beish Shar, that's like the foyer or the hallway into a house. So the Maisa, nobody lives there. It's not a Mokum Royal Biron because people walk through there. So if you collect an Eruvi Chatzeris from this Chotzer and you put it into a house, into a Beish Shar, into the foyer of the house, or else Achsadra, you put the Eruvi Chatzeris on a porch, an open porch, or else some Rafestas, you put it on a balcony, is Alocha Enu Erev. The Erev is not Chal. Since these places are not a Mokum Biron, it's not Royal to live there, if you collect the Erev Chatzeris and put it there, and the Eruv HaChatzeris has to be in the Mokum Royal of Dira. Here it's not Royal of Dira, so it's not Chal the Eruv HaChatzeris. Because the whole lumdus of the Eruv HaChatzeris is that you collect a pass from each house, and they put it in one house, so it looks like everybody's living in this house now. But only if this Mokum is Royal of Dira. Here the Mokum is not Royal of Dira, the Erev is not Chal. Hu Adin V'Hadar Shom Eino Oyser. Let's say somebody moved in for this Shabbos to live in the Beis Shar into the foyer, or they lived into the porch, or they moved in to live into the balcony. Also, they do not ask around the rest of the Bnei Chotzer. Since there is not a Mokum Royal Adira, even if though they are living there, they do not ask her. Is Vadar Shom Eino Oyser Olof? What about the Beis Hateven? You have a house that you store the straw, or else Beis Habok or corral where you have your animals living, or Beis Eitzim, a house where you store your wood, or Beis Oitzer, is Stam, a house that you store other things in, Beis Oitzer, or else is Hareza Erev. If you put Erev in one of these rooms, the Erev is Chal. Because the Pshat is, these are private rooms that is Roy to live there. If you empty it out, but you're storing there and live there, it's a Mokum Roy Ladira. Therefore, if you put the Erev there, it's a Mokum Roy Ladira, and the Erev is Chal. Mel Hu Adin Vadarsham, if somebody lives in these rooms, it's Tak Oitzer, the Yasser on you, because it's a Mokum Roy Ladira. Rabbi Yehuda says a new chiddush now. Im yeshom tfisas yad, shobal habayis einu oiser. In a case where the Baal HaBos has a tfisas yad, means he has a right to use each apartment. As we're talking about, let's say you own a house that has four apartments to the house, and the Baal HaBos rents out three apartments to three different people, three different yidin. So Pasha, they should have to have an Erev Chatzeris in order to carry out from one apartment to another apartment or else to the backyard. But let's say when the Baal HaBos rents it out to each person, he still has a tfisas yad. I mean, he still has a tfisas, means a hand to use there. He has a mokum in each apartment that he has a right to leave his kalim there. He still has some usage in each apartment. Then einu oiser. Then we still consider as if the Baalim is living in each apartment, and the person renting now is only like an oirech, like a guest by the Baal HaBos. And he doesn't ask for the Baal HaBos. It's like the whole house still belongs to one person. And mainly everybody's allowed to carry out from one apartment to another apartment. Since the Baal HaBos has a tfisas yad, has a right to use a mokum, a place, in each apartment. Like Rashi says, Sheyesh the Baal HaBayis mokum b'dirosei shozer, shenoysen shem kelim latzniyah. He has a place to hide his kelim there in the house. So since he has a right to use the house, it's considered like he's still living there. And the other people now are just a guest by him. Zok the Gemara. Omer Rav Yehuda, Brei the Rav Shmuel Bar Shelis. Kol Mokum Sheomru, wherever we say the cloud, that Hadar Shom Ein Oiser. If you're living in this type of a room, that's not Royal Adira. You did not ask around the Bnei Chotzer if, let's say, two other people are living there and they did make an Erev together. Even though you're living there, you do not ask around them, is Hanoisen Eseruvoi Ein Erev. Who are then in such a place if when they collect the Ruvah Chatzeris, they put it into this type of a room,
the Erev is not Chal, since this Mokim is not Roy Ladira. Chutz, except Mi Bei Shar the Yochid, a foyer or the a hallway coming into a private house, into one person living there. A Bei Shar the Yochid, that is a Mokim Roy Ladira. Rashi says, Chutz Mi Bei Shar the Yochid, the Chotzer Shal Yochid, if this Chotzer belongs to a Yochid. Our Mishnah is talking about this as a foyer or hallway into the chotzer of a rabbin, belong to a lot of people. Then we say it's not a mokum mutzna since everybody walks through it. But if it's a private chotzer, even the hallway into it is also royal adira, and there you could put yerif. Now, v'chol mokum shomer chachomim. Any place that the chachom said, ein manichim by yerif, you are not allowed to put down an eruv chatzeris there. No, it is not a mokum roi ladira. You should know menichem boy shituf. You are allowed to put down there though the shtufim mevoyis. Shtufim mevoyis means if all the chatzerim make an erev together, allow them to carry out from the chatzer into the mavui. The halacha is you don't have to put it in the bayis, the bayis dira roi to live in. You could even put it in the chatzer, albeit a little bit mishtamer. So pshit, you're allowed to put it into a porch or a balcony, which is also more mishtamer than just a chatzer. So you can put your shtufim mevoyis in any one of these places. Chutz mi'avir movi. The only place you can't put the eruv for shtufim mevoyis to carry out into the movi is in the middle of the movi itself, in the middle of the street. Since that's not a mokum mashumer at all, it's not watched there, there the eruv is not chal. For the Gemara, my kamashmon, what's the chiddush of this braisa that Yehuda, brother of Shmuel, bar Shela said over? The chub shit, my kamashmon, teninon. We learned all these chiddushim in our Mishnah. The Mishnah says, if you put collect the eruv chatzeris and put it into a beishar into a foyer, or else a sadra, you put it into an open porch, or else some rafesis, a balcony, ain't no eruv. The eruv is not chal since these places are not royal adira. You can't do a mokamutz. It's not a mokamutz. It's not a private place. Yeah, is ain't a ruvi eruv. It says a diak eruv who delay heavy. Only a ruv chatzeris is no good. Hoshtufa heavy, mashenken shtufa mevoyis. For that, these places are good. It's not worse than putting in the middle of the chotzer. So what's the chiddush of this brisa? And for the Gemara, beishar de yochid. The chiddush is that a beishar, if it's a foyer only for a private house for one person living there, that is called the makam mutzna. So the chur, what do you have to make in a ruv chatzeris for if you have the yochid, one person living there? Mustama means we want to make a ruv chatzeris with the other chatzerim next to him, with the other people, the next chotzer. So then they're allowed to put it into this foyer, even though it's a foyer, it's a hallway, since it only belongs to a yochid. The avid demava yitzvichlei, and the other chrishman's price is that the shtufim mevoyis, when you collect the eruv for the mavi, you cannot put the eruv in the mavi itself. The late tanan, these things we did not learn in our Mishnah. So at the Gemara, Tanina Nami Hoch, we learned another braisa like this. Hanoisen es eruvi bebeishar. If somebody puts the eruvi chatzeris in the beishar in the hallway, ach sadru or an open porch, umrafes as a balcony, uve chotzer uve movi hareze eruv. You put it in the chotzer in the movi, the eruv is chal. For the Gemara, Stiri of Yotanan, we learned ainz eruv. We learned you can't put the eruvi chatzeris in the chotzer in the movi. It has to be in a mokum royal adira. You can't live in the chotzer. And the Gemara, Eima, the Pshat is Hareze Shituf. You should know what's Chalev, the Shtufa Mevoyis is Chal. So what you collect an area for the Shtufa Mevoyis, that you're allowed to put even in the Chotzer. Fred the Gemara, but Shituf, but Movi, Loi Minter. How can you say you can put it even into the Movi, and the Movi it's not watched? I call upon the area for the Shtufa Mevoyis has to be in the Mokka Meshumer. That's watched. That's what it has to, I call upon to be in a Chotzer, but not in an open Movi. And here it says, even in the Movi, it's mutter. And for the Gemara, Eima b'chotzer sheva Movi. You know where it's mutter to put this Erev? Even in one of the chatzerim that open up into the Movi. But Einachnami, in the Movi itself, Avadi, you can't put the Erev for the Shtufa Mevoyis. Yeah, the Gemara Vaita. Omer Rav Yehuda Omer Shmuel. Rav Yehuda said over in the name of Shmuel. B'nei Chabur. If you have people, they have different houses in the chotzer, but they're like friends, they came to have a Suda together. B'nei Chabura, the people from the Chabura, Shoyim Mesubim, they were sitting together and eating together, a meal together. V'kiddush alayim hayoyim, and it became now Friday night, it became Shabbos. Is the halacha pash al hashulchan, soimchin alayim mishum eruv. They're allowed to be soimed, they're allowed to use the bread on the table for their ruv chatzeris. Even though they did not make a beferish eruv to carry from one apartment to another apartment,
But since right now at the beginning of Shabbos they're all sitting together on the same table and there's bread there that everybody has a right to use that bread automatically makes them like to have an Erev. The Yamr Lo, and some learn Mishrum Shittif, Yishno, it even helps for Shtufim Yavoyis. Omarava Volei Pligu, Rabbi says, no machloikis here. Kan b'mesubin b'bayis, kan b'mesubin b'chotzer. If the sud is taking place in one of the houses inside the chotzer, so in the house it's roid to make an Eruv chatzeris, we consider this bread for an Eruv chatzeris. Kan b'mesubin b'chotzer, if they're having the sud outside in the chotzer, and the chotzer is not a mokum to put an Eruv chatzeris, it's only good to put an Eruv a shtufim mevois, so they'll be considered to be kosher for the shtufim mevois. Oh, Malaya Abaye the Rabba, Sabaye told Rabba, Tanya the Messiah, have a riot to you. Eruv chatzeris b'chotzer. You could put the Eruv Chatzeris where? In the Chotzer. On the front yard. Ushtufe mevoyis b'movi. And the Eruv you collect from Mishtatev to put all the mevoyis, every Chotzer in the movi, to carry from the Chotzer into the movi, you could put it in the movi. For Vinabo, we have a kasher on this. Eruv Chatzeris b'chotzer? Is it true that the Eruv Chatzeris you can put into the Chotzer? For your Tanan, we learned. Hanoisen es Eruv v'bayis. Bebeishar, if you collect the Eruv Chatzeris and you put it into a Beishar, into a hallway, Achsadr, into a porch, or Mirafesis, into a balcony, Einu Eruv. The Eruv is not Chal. Why? Because it has to be a Mokum Royal Adira. And these places are not Royal Adira. So how could you tell me now that putting in the Chotzer, the Eruv is Chal? A Chotzer is also not a Mokum Royal Adira. Have the Gemara Eima Eruv Chatzeris Bebeishar Chotzer. It means you took this Eruv Chatzeris and you put it into one of the houses that are in the chotzer. Real shtufa mevoyis means bechotzer shevamovi. You put this eruv for the shtufa mevoyis not in the movi itself, but you put it into one of the chatzerim in the movi. And in the chotzer, that's called a mokem shumer. That's kosher for the shtufa mevoyis. Right now, the end of the Mishnah of Yehuda says the chiddush. Yehuda wa'im yeshom tvisas yad. If the bala boss that rents out his apartments has a right to use a mokum to put kalim down in each apartment to use the mokum, the house still belongs to the bala boss as if he's still the owner, and the other people are only a guest by him. So the mara hechi domi tvisas yad. How much right does the bala boss have to have to use each apartment? And the gemara kagoyin chatzeroy shal bunis. It's like this chotzer that belonged to Venus. So Rashi learns, Osher, who he was a very rich person, Omasho Batim Shebachotz Lacherim. He used to rent out his apartments in the chotzer to other people. Voyula Kalim Bakulim, Shemitech Oishroi, Hoyula Kalim Harbi. He had a lot of Kalim, a lot of different things, a lot of different chairs, a lot of different tables, and he had no place to store them. So he used to store his tables, his chair, in these different apartments. So since he had something in each apartment, some kalim, a mokum in the apartment, to use that mokum, it's still considered like he's the owner here and these other people are only a guest by him. So the Gemara, Ben Bunis, so the son of Bunis, Osla Kaima the Rebbe, came in front of Rebbe, came to visit him. Omalu, so Rebbe said, Penu mokum le Ben Meir. Prepare a nice mokum, give him a nice place to stay, because he's a son of a rich person. Give him a nice place to stay. Like with Yedua, Rebbe was always Mechabed Ashirim. A rich person, Rebbe was Mechabed. So here is the son of the rich person. He said, give him a nice place to stay. Another person came in front of Rebbe. Omalu, they told him, Penu Mokum Leben Masayim. Prepare a nicer place for this person, like a son of $200. Leben Masayim. Leben Masayim on him. Omalafon of Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi, so Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yossi told over to Rabbi, Ovim Shalzei, Shno, the father of this person, Yeshla Elef Svinis Biyam, he has 1,000 ships in the ocean, who connect them Elef Ayoros Biyabosha, and connected 1,000 ships, he owns 1,000 different cities. That's how rich he is. Is Omaloi, so Rabbi told him, Lekishatki Eitel Ovim, when you go to see this person's father, Omaloi, tell his father, Altishagru Bekalim Halolu. Don't send your son dressed like these clothing that he was wearing. In other words, he wasn't dressed nicely. The son of such a big usher, such a rich person, should have dressed nicer. So the Gemara Rebbe Mechabed Ashirim. You should know Rebbe always gave kovid to a rich person. And Rebbe Kiva was also Mechabed Ashirim. He also gave kovid to rich people. Kedorish Rava Dash in the Posik, like Rava Dash in the Posik. Kedorish Rava Bar Mori. The Pasuk in Tehillim says, Yeshev Oilom Lefnei Elokim Chesed Vemes Min Yitzru. It means, Ein Vosai Yeshev Oilom. When is the world settled?
lifnei lekim in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu bizman shechesed ve'emes min yitzru. When there's chesed ve'emes mon zakrashi, it's lashon of mezainis, a lashon of food, yitzru. When the yashirim, when the rich people watch over and gives out food to the poor people, when they do chesed, that's called yishev olam. So Pasha is talking about choshev ashirim here. They give out their money to other people to use. So these type of people, Rebbe was mechabedim. So the moral Rabba Bar Bar Chana Omak going yesterday Shemach Risha. Back to our original Shaila, how much does the owner have to have a right to use in each apartment? Even if he only has a right to leave his peg that he uses for the plow in each apartment. There's a very small makim. He uses a very small keli there in each apartment. It's also called Yad HaTzvisas Yad. Omar Rav Nachman Tone Devei Shmuel. Dover hanito b'Shabbos oiser. If you, Lashal, right now are leaving a pound of apples in each apartment. Now, apples is nitl, is not muksa. You're allowed to take it on Shabbos. So that's not called the Bala Boss has a right to use the apartment on Shabbos. Because at any time, the person that's renting can tell the Bala Boss, I don't want you to leave the apples here. Take it away. So even though he has a right to leave it there at the beginning of Shabbos, it's not mukrach, is we don't see positively that he'll be able to leave it there for those Shabbos. Therefore, it's also. Let's say put there a dover hamuksa, that once it's there, you're not supposed to move it on Shabbos, then ain't oyser. Then we say, since the Bala Boss has a right to use his leave his muksadik kalim in the apartments, so we say for this Shabbos for sure, he's going to have the right to use it the whole Shabbos, and therefore it's as if he still owns all these apartments. The Maratanya Namiyok, we have a right for this also. Yesh loy tevel, yesh loy ashoshis, if the Bala Boss has the right to leave a barrel of tevel, which is mukser on Shabbos, since it's not mesukin, it didn't take off the trumas tamais yet, you can't eat this food on Shabbos, it's mukser. So if the Bala Boss has the right to leave his mukser in these apartments, we still look as if the Bala Boss owns the apartments, and these other people are just guests by him, that they do not aser in the Bnei Chotzer. So this is a raya, that you have to have a dover that's ein a nitl on Shabbos, then we consider the Bala Boss still living here. Yeah, that's the sugi here. Now what you do, Ramesha Feinstein has a little cooler, or at least apartments in New York, where usually there, when you rent an apartment, usually the owner supplies you with a stove and with a refrigerator. So Ramesha Shlita holds that Lo Yitzuya, a Bala Boss, owns like a four-apartment house, and he lives in one apartment, and he rents out the other three apartments to three different Yidden. And in each apartment, the Bala Boss supplies a refrigerator and a stove. So since the Bala Boss has the right of that mokum, like he has the right to leave his stove and his refrigerator in each apartment, it's considered that the Bala Boss has a tfisas yad in each apartment, and therefore you do not need a roof service to carry out from one apartment to another apartment. That's where Moshe's Chiddush. The Chazon Ish argues on this, and a lot of people are machmir so much, is to say that it's not a good sushtam. Because over there we're talking about when I rent out the apartment to somebody else, I'm renting to him also the usage of the stove and the refrigerator. It's not the pshat that the Bala Boss has a right to use that mokum. It's the pshat is that I'm renting to you the stove and the refrigerator also. But everything is rented to the renter now. If the renter wants to move the stove out of there or wants to move the refrigerator out of there, he has a right to. It's not the pshat the Bala Boss has a right to leave his kalim there. Our sugi's mashma, it's the kalim's tevel. It's the Bala Boss's kalim there. It's the Bala Boss's tevel. And stam, I have a right to leave my kalim in your rishus. That's called to have a tfisas yad. But here where I'm renting to you the refrigerator, like it becomes your refrigerator now. It's not considered the Bala Boss's refrigerator. So maybe here you will not have the heter of a tfisas yad. But I call upon him in New York, Lamaisa, the son of Chazayfil, and Ramayisha, I call upon him not to make a brocha. Like if you have a case like this, even though you do make a Rubik HaTzeris, it's only the Chumrah, and you don't have to make a bracha when you make the Rubik HaTzeris. Here in LA, it's not so shchiyah, because usually everybody, when you rent, you have to bring in your own refrigerator and your own stove also. But in the case where the Bala Boss gives you his refrigerator and his stove, according to Ramayisha, you will not have to have a Rubik HaTzeris. But I call upon him, there's a kula I call upon him, mashal in a motel. If you go and live, stay in a motel for Shabbos or in a hotel, there for sure, like the owner of the motel has a right to put furniture in each room and he could take out the furniture. It's not like called your really furniture there. So even though you're renting this room for Shabbos, you would not ask that there wouldn't be any need for the Ruvah Chatzeris in a hotel or in a motel. Because there for sure, the Bailam has a tfisas yad in each apartment. They have a right, they're leaving their furniture there. They can do what they want. You have no right to take out their furniture from that room.
So that's cool. The Baal HaBos has a Tefisas Yad, therefore would be mutter to carry in a motel or in a hotel, providing there are Dalal Mechitzas all around. If it's only the Shalof and the Ruvi Chatzeris, the one apartment, Asal on the other apartment, there would not be any Yisr. All right, we'll stop here.